From Tidbits on March 7th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist Notable Software Updates by Tidbit Staff. Firefox 3.6.15. Mozilla has released Firefox 3.6.14, a minor security and stability update to the open source web browser that's approaching a major new version. Mozilla doesn't say much about the changes, which were equally small in the previous few updates, but it's worth updating if you use Firefox on a regular basis, just to make sure you have the latest code. And now, that means Firefox 3.6.15, which fixes a problem in 3.6.14 that prevented some Java applets from loading. SpamSieve 2.8.5. Surely to the chagrin of Nigerian princes everywhere, C-Command has released SpamSieve 2.8.5. The new update improves SpamSieve's filtering accuracy and also improves compatibility with new MacBook Pros, pre-release versions of macOS 10 Lion, and Freerun Software's new MailMate. Outlook and Entourage integrations now work more smoothly, and SpamSieve's plugin for Apple Mail now runs in 64-bit on macOS 10.10.6 when possible. The software's documentation and localization are improved too. BusyCal 1.5.2. It's never surprising when the folks at BusyMac are busy working on features for BusyCal. The company's latest update is BusyCal 1.5.2, which shows outgoing meeting replies when you link outgoing invitations with Apple Mail. The update also works around a Google bug that caused sync conflicts, corrects the application needs to be reinstalled error, improves MobileMe CalDev syncing, and offers numerous other miscellaneous bug fixes. Dragon Dictate 2.0.3. Nuance has released Dragon Dictate 2.0.3 to address performance problems when using the dictation software in Microsoft Word and FileMaker 11. No other changes are included, but if you like talking to either Word or FileMaker via Dragon Dictate, you're probably jonesing for this update. Airfoil 4.0.2. Single-cell software company Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.0.2, an update to its utility for sending your Mac's audio to all sorts of devices. The new version includes a slew of bug fixes. Chief among them are improved AppleScript support, better instant-on performance, better full-screen playback in Airfoil's video player, smoother network load performance, and fixes for several rare crashes. Also in the release are several new features, including a deselect all speakers menu item, support for Flash 10.2, and Windows state saving across sessions. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.